welcome to Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip, and we are looking back for Wednesday, the 3rd of December, and I'm here down in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre, under the Gawler Civic Centre. It's quite a mouthful, with Kay once again. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Gawler Municipal Election. The voting for councillor for South Ward and auditors for the town took place on Wednesday, the 1st of December. No interest whatsoever appeared to be taken in the election, and at the close of the poll, there was only one ratepayer present, the other being a representative of the press, the town clerk and the returning officers for the various wards who had to attend in the performance of their duties.
Well, that was an interesting event then, wasn't it?
So probably people were happy with council, because it's usually when they're not happy that they turn out to vote.
Oh, yeah.
So that's probably an endorsement for the council.
Yes, I would say so. Hopefully. It's, yes. Not always. Some people just don't know which way to do it,
no.
To go.
Well, until I moved to Gawler, I didn't vote in local council elections because I didn't know anything about them, the councillors. I didn't know who to vote for, so I thought I'd rather not vote than put in an uninformed vote.
Yeah,
And of course, when I got to Gawler and got to know the community, it became something
It becomes more informed, So it was the one ratepayer that would have voted?
Yeah, so one ratepayer determined the entire council.
Maybe it was the candidate and he voted for himself.
I guess it's a ward, so it's only one or two candidates.
Yeah.
And at that time, I don't know if it was the same in all councils, but I know in Mudlook River South, they brought in the ward system in about 1873. They didn't have wards before that, which a lot of the electorate was rural, but the population density was in the Williston part of the electorate. So they were getting to choose the councillors, and the rural candidates weren't too happy about that. So they pushed the
They gerrymandered
it,
yes. Which is what they're doing overseas at present.
Yes.
Anyway, 100 years ago, Memorial Pipe Organ. Here we are, we're back with the pipe organ. There were wonderful gatherings at the Todd Street Gawler Methodist Church on Sunday last at the unveiling and dedicatory service of the Memorial Pipe Organ in the afternoon and again at night. The promoter of the appeal, Mr. Arthur O. Dawkins, had made capital arrangements for these special fixtures, and the cool change that followed the burst of heat on the day previous brought out tremendous crowds.
Right, because the other story was the 50th anniversary.
Oh, was it?
We had a cup last week or week before, so the 50th anniversary.
Yes.
So it's lovely to have the installation now. Yeah.
Yes, so they're just having they've just had a concert, haven't they, for the 100th. So.
Yes.
Yeah, lovely.
So 50 years ago, open in 2075. A time capsule containing topical information was sealed in the front wall of the ANZ Bank in Murray Street, Gawler, on Tuesday last week. A National Trust plaque was placed over the capsule during a brief ceremony. Gawler East Primary School students, Darrell Press and Randy Gow, helped the Mayor, Mr. C.W. Creedon, MLC, insert the cylinder.
Oh, wow.
So that's got a long way to go, yes.
Still got a while.
Yep, still got a while. Another 50 years.
Yeah. I won't be around to see it. 50 years, that'd be 120. I doubt whether I'll be around. But there's why limit your ambitions?
Exactly.
My knee feels like it. I don't know that I'll last for another 50. 25 years ago, 2,000th birthday cake. This giant birthday cake, and there's a tiny photograph of it with surrounded by people. This giant birthday cake, which was an integral part of the colourful Gawler Advent Christmas pageant on Friday, commemorated the 2,000th anniversary of the birth of Jesus. Well, there you go. 25 years ago.
And that was back when there was still a Christmas at whichever
it would have been and it's good to have it back.
Absolutely, yes.
We have the one in two worlds. Mm.
I think it's fantastic. I think it is good to have it. So 10 years ago, Spirit and Grit. When the Rana family returned to their farm near Malala during the Pinery bushfire on Wednesday night, they did not know what to expect. The family was not home when the massive blaze swept through their property, but when they returned, youngsters Oscar and Tess Rana relieved to find their animals, including pet dog Rigby, and their home had survived.
There's so many anniversaries of that.
Yes.
It's terrible, terrible.
It was.
The memories of it will stick with us for a long time.
Yes.
That's for sure. Forever for those infected.
Mm. So. Yes.
Yeah, so that's it for this week.
That is. Until next week,
Until next week, Jeanette. That means there's only, what, two more before Christmas?
Yes. Yeah.
Next week, the 3rd, the 10th, and then the 17th.
Yes.
Because the 24th is Christmas Eve. Are they going to publish one on Christmas Eve?
I don't know.
I haven't read anything to say they will.
I know they had a couple of weeks off last Christmas, so...
They usually don't go the week between Christmas and New Year.
Well, we certainly won't be recording on the Thursday.
I certainly won't be here to record. You can record. I will be in New South Wales with family. I think we'll both be busy. So if they do publish one, we'll have to...
Do it late, yeah.
Talk about it in the new year.
Yeah.
So
we'll get
catch
it.
Up on it.
Yeah.
So all good.
Okay, until next week, Kay.
Until then. For old life's sun.